Blog Talk Radio. Welcome once again on a Monday. Man, these months are flying by. It is February 12th, 2018, a couple of days before Valentine's Day. Do you feel the love? Do you feel the energy? Do you feel the positivity? It's all about love, man. I mean, I'm straight up about that. I have no qualms about that because it's, you know, that's what drives us. You know, that's what gets us where we want to be. You know, so... You know, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever gets you to you know, that zone, I need you to focus on that because, you know, this is what this week, this whole week is about. You know, it's about thinking about love, thinking about what gets you there. And, you know, it's not about love per se, you know, for another person or for just, you know, not just for that. Or it's not just about love for... you know, your family, your children, stuff like that. It's all important. That's all love. It's really about, you know, the first thing you have to concentrate is, you know, it's love, you know, it's loving yourself. You know, if you can't really do that, then there's no way that you'll be able to do the other things. You know, you can't get to that yet because it's going to block you very quickly, you know, so it's all about, you know, the show is Karmic Love. I'm like Karmic Love, Karmic Energy. And what that means and what it means to us and to all of us as we connect with each other in so many different levels and so many different ways. So if you've never heard this show before and you're just tuning in for the first time because you see the word love somewhere there, welcome. I'm your host, Marlon O. And the number you can call is 646-564-9613. It's, you know, a way that you can, you know, chat with me and ask questions. Now, you don't have to go live on the air with me. It's all good in the hood. I mean, all you got to do is just, you know, just listen if you want, and I can tune in and ask you questions. I'm going to launch the chat room, so that means people can go to Blog Talk Radio, look for Paranormal Ride, and chat with me live on the air as I do it live. If that's not cool with y'all, I mean, you can just go to Facebook, Twitter. I'm all up in that. Feel free to connect with me. I'm available. I'm here for y'all. It's important for me to be here for y'all because I know that there's a lot of stuff going on in this world. A lot of you know, some good stuff, some bad stuff, some, you know, different amount of energies floating around everywhere in our lives. And I want to make sure that I keep it, you know, positive and flowing in a way that's going to give you guys good energy. And that's what I'm about today. You know, it's all about that love. And it is Valentine's Day that's coming up. I'm excited. I like Valentine's Day. It's so much fun to have it. I just love the celebration of love. There should be more celebrations of love. It's, you know, for me, it's never been something that I just celebrate one day. It's like, oh, Valentine's Day. Here's some flowers. Here's some chocolate. You know, let's you know, knock some boots. It's not just one day. Me, I be knocking boots every day. Valentine's Day every day for me. And I think it should be for everybody. I think that's, you know, I think that's we deserve love. I think that's on the regular. You know, I think that's, you know, that's what we're about as people. You know. You know, so I'm really happy about this week. You know, I'm all about that. I'm a big lover of love, you know. You know, I love seeing people together. I love seeing people doing some really amazing things as a community, as a group. It's much needed, you know. I think, you know, when I see people down dumps, you know, kind of like just saying, nah, love is whack, you know. No, you whack. I'm sorry, you whack. You know what I'm saying? Because that's there's nothing better than that. I've been seeing these really like awesome quotes lately. I was chilling in Boston. I was broadcasting live from good old B-Town, from Boston, right from the hood, you know, hood meaning neighborhood. But check this out. So I'm walking around, catch Blue Line on the MBTA. That's the Boston Transportation something. Let's see what it actually means now that I think about it. Yeah, so it's Metro Boston Train Association. I think that's what it means, MBTA. All right, here we go. Anyway, so this is what the message said. I was just walking around. There was a big puddle of water on the floor, and I tried to avoid it. And I looked to my left, and it said this. There was a sticker with some graffiti on it. And I'm a graffiti artist, so I appreciate it even more. It said, "We must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love." That's MLK. So that's dope. I love it. I'm just all about that. So I'm happy I read that because, you know, in everyday life, things aren't easy. You know, we're there's a struggle, you know. There is, there's so much going on in this world that I feel that people get tied down in the kind of that nitty gritty, you know what I'm saying? The minutiae of everyday life kind of thing goes on, and we forget to kind of slow down and be like, what really matters? And I think it's easy to dismiss it and be like, listen, you know, duh, love matters. No, you know, yeah, no doubt. But I think it's easy to dismiss it because there's so much stuff going on in our lives that, you know, that kind of, you know, make us kind of like nuts, and we kind of forget about it. We all know when there's, you know, really good energy, and we know when we meet a person that lightens you up and kind of gets you into that mode of like, I want to do more, I want to be more, I want to shine, you know, and I feel energized around that person. We all met that person, right? And when we do, it's infectious. We actually start building our direction towards wanting to maintain that sweet energy. And I call it sweet because that's the only way I can imagine it. It's like the heck yeah, man. Like I'm with it, you know. So I'm, like I said, I'm broadcasting live. I'm here every Monday, 8 o'clock to 9:30, an hour and a half for y'all. And, you know, I'm trying to make the best of it because there's so much going on in this world that kind of makes you say, you know, and a little more than just, you know, it's more like, you know what I'm saying? So I hope that, you know, this sheds a little bit of energy and a little bit of more light out there to y'all, because that's what I'm about, and I'm with it. So I'm glad you're with me broadcasting this energy. All right, so enough of that. We got through that. We know what's up. All right, so this is the, you know, so this is the thing about trying to get, you know, to that point where you feel, you know, positively charged, positively energized by what's going on in this world. You know, the way you kind of like get to that mode is you yourself are in that state. I know that sounds like a lot of like yappity yap yap, but it's true. Like I think the only way you're open to this positivity, this love, this connection, is that if you yourself are willing to open up to that, what's being shown to you. And you know, I think people make it a more complex thing than it should be. I've been kind of going around online and seeing what, you know, defining love, you know, define love to me, and how do you find love, and all that good stuff. I mean, I have my own personal stories, how I found it, and it's all over the place. It's not in the same spectrum that one was than the other. It just isn't. But they all have the same similar formula that got me to where I am now, you know, and also has allowed me not to go a certain direction based on that observation. So I'm actually drinking some nice, yummy hot chocolate in New England right now. It's pretty damn cold. It's about 40 degrees. I mean, that's cold for me. I'm a tropical guy, man. I mean, I was born in the jungles of Guatemala, and I like it hot, caliente, you know? That's how I do it, gente, you know? You know how I do. All right, folks. So today's show is karmic energy and how that creates. I mean, it's a complexity. I think when I thought about this show, I thought how deep this show really, really, really was and what it meant to me, because I think there's a lot of things that I'm trying to deal with, and I'm trying to figure out how that affects my current relationships, how that, you know, affects who I am and how I see this world. Lucky for me that I was able to connect with somebody who had that really amazing energy that got me to where I need to be. And for many, they're not that lucky. I feel beyond lucky to be able to be where I am now and to have what I have now. And again, you know, I wasn't really open to it. So the question is, how was I open to it? How did I get open to it? But I wasn't really open to it because there was a lot of craziness going on in my life that when it landed on my brain, I guess the only way to put it, I was in like push away denial mode, like nah, no. Nespa. I was like, definitely no. And I was like, you know, so what does that bring me to, you know, like, you know, the best thing that can come to you and you still say, you know, no to it, you know? So that those are the challenges, you know? So does it have to fit with this energy that's going on here? Many say that, you know, that's definitely part of it. That's kind of like the main thing. So there's so many different forms of energy that you connect, that you create with other people. A lot of it, you know, I don't know if you noticed that, you know, one day you'll meet somebody and that person you connect to is in that connection level that's kind of like on the high level, and it's automatically you guys are hitting the same buttons, right? And almost you guys are saying the same thing. So I think that kind of falls in the realm of the soulmate kind of realm. And to be honest, for me, I know that, you know, a lot of people kind of like, you know, don't really believe in the soulmate kind of thing. And then until they hits them, you're like, oh, shoot, that's a thing. But some people have met their soulmates and not really understanding that they're soulmates and that they've been intertwined somehow. And they're kind of like, that's weird. Why is this person always popping up in my life? Why is this person always, you know, there for me? Why, you know, so there's a lot of these things that always come up with this type of energy as well, you know, and over and over. I mean, I question it. I mean, I definitely question it. I'm like, what is popping with, what's up, you know, so, you know, how do you know the person that you're with, you know, you know, that you should be with them, you know? I mean, there's so many levels that people comment about soulmates, twin flames. There's like also soul groups that you're part of. And a lot of times people that meet that person that you're like, yo, I'm in love, I'm totally connected with you, they're actually part of your soul group. The people that are making agreements with you before you transcend to this reality that we're in. And like, I do feel that that's what it is. We're transcending to this reality that is known as our life. You know, I've been having these bizarre, super bizarre dreams. I can't even like, I don't even know how to put them together. But all I know that I feel like I'm tapping into this dimension, this other reality that's actually happening in concurrent with my actual life. And I've actually sent messages to these people and said, hey, listen, I'm dreaming about you. What's up? And then next thing you know, something really happens to them. Like, see, like, I knew something was up. As I sip my delicious hot chocolate. This is really good hot chocolate. So I'm drinking this for the Mayan in me, because, you know, us Mayans, you know, we're the chocolate bearers of the world. It was actually the nectar of the gods, you know, so that's why we drink hot chocolate nowadays. It's also Valentine's-ish, whatever, and it's delicious. I'm just, like, savoring every single little chocolate delight. So that reminds me I need to buy chocolate. but, yeah, no, let me get back to this. This interesting flow of energy and how we kind of come about it. So I think a lot of people, a lot of us kind of become, you know, numb to it, and we're unaware. We're not aware of what we're actually feeling, seeing, and, you know, experiencing when it comes to that energy flow. I think a lot of people get really, they mistake their soulmates for their actual life partner. Which is very interesting, because, you know, I've had experiences where, you know, I'm like, yeah, that you're it. And then, you know, as time goes on, that person never disappears, never goes away from my actual existence. No matter what happens to me in my life and how we connect and what else happens, we never disconnect, you know, which is fabulous. But I also noticed that, you know, when somebody else comes in that has the same intensity but in a different way, they're also a soulmate. So I have to juggle it. I have to be able to understand what it is. So I think that's where karmic energy comes in. I think people are carrying a lot of odd energy that doesn't allow them to be able to be attuned so they're able to accept it or able to understand what it is. Seeing your karmic energy and how to do that. People use Reiki for that. You know, which is super cool. I love Reiki. I have tons of friends who are into the Reiki thing, and I love it. And, you know, you're really tapping into all your different, you know, chakras in there, you know, and different levels of chakras, which I think are dope, you know. But some energy fields are blocked, and then if they're blocked emotionally or spiritually, whatever, it doesn't allow you to really bring it in or reel it in and take it to that level that it should be at. You know what I mean? I suggest that people who are trying to understand more about their karmic energy, I think maybe, you know, a quick way to kind of get into that is to research a little bit about, you know, your chakras and how to attune them. And Reiki kind of does that. I think some Reiki practitioners that I've spoken to over the years, they've given me some pretty good insight. But I think there's more to it than just that. I think they all are going to agree with what I just said. There's a lot more, because it's, you know, you there's a path that you have to go through, you know, and, you know, along that path, you have to know and understand how to practice that balance of mind, body, and emotion and spirit, you know, as well, to be able to understand where you are, how open you are. Like a lot of people, you know, they blame the universe for a lot of things. Like, hey, you know, it wasn't the right time. I'm not lucky. Life sucks and all that stuff, you know. Now, when I say universe, that goes into this big, giant, like, pool of, you know, universe can be for you God, or it could be, you know, or miscellaneous, or whatever it is that you believe in, right? You know, it's like this thing that you're like, come on, like, why can't I catch a break? You know, kind of thing. And if you're in that kind of energy flow, what tends to happen is you just are just not open, you know, you're unbalanced, you know. So as we know, as you know, as we talk about, you know, we talk about this all the time in this show, is that the universe exists in, you know, in many different dimensions and realms, and, you know, and physical and metaphysical, I would say, and even, you know, like mentally. You know, you have your physical, mental, emotional, you know, you have your astral projection kind of like self. So you have all these things that are kind of intertwined. So it's very complex. So I could see how people get very discouraged and angry and sad and, and perplex and you know, kind of like reach out or lash out or you know, there's so many different things that people kind of go through in order to kind of like cope and kind of make it and feel normal, you know? And right now, I think there's a lot of stuff that is not normal, which kind of sucks to say because, you know, I kind of like this dude that kind of likes looking at life in a very positive kind of like mode, you know? And I think that a lot of people are kind of like, oh, man, Mr. Positive all the time, you know? No, it's not that. I just understand that there, you know, whatever energy you project is the energy you get back. You know, and that's real, and that's how it is. All right, so let me break it down to you. How do you understand you're in a karmic relationship? So this is the thing. So when you're in this intense pull and push in a relationship with somebody, like right now you met somebody, you're like, oh my gosh, this person is the best. Like this is the one. I'm gonna marry him or I'm gonna marry her. Or like, let me date, you know. So you get these like these bursts of energies from people, right? And it makes sense because that means something. I think it does, you know. I think and it's a good thing, you know. So some of them, this energy is coming from what you manifest and what you are open to as well. So sometimes, you know, you're not open to a person because there's so much else that you're juggling and balancing that doesn't allow you to really open up to the person that is really meant to be with you. And then other times you're like, you know, why can't I find the right guy? Every guy I date is, you know, is a jerk or turns on me or is nice in the beginning. Like all these things that happen, right? That's the energy that you brought in and you brought forth and you're open to and that you allowed in. It you don't get things that you don't allow. You know what I'm saying? Things just, you know, terrible things. Just, and I believe this is my experience, what I've seen. Terrible things don't happen to good people. That's not true. I think terrible things happen because you allow them to happen. So that's my perspective in it because, in some way, the good people are allowing terrible people to come in. And I've had my share of really terrible people. And I can turn it on. I'm very lucky. I think there's an on and off switch. There's no in-between switch. I turn it off, and it's done, and I don't even think about it again. Which is, I guess some people can do it. Other people can't. I'm super fortunate that's something I was able to do because I understand my value. If I didn't understand it, then I would be desperately like trying to get the affection or attention or trying to understand why I'm not good. Like all these things, right? So that happen to people that make them get into the relationship they're in now or they open to these relationships that are continuously abusive. So, but if you're in a good relationship, you're going to notice these elements where you are happy, not because the person is making you happy. If that's the case, then that's not a good relationship. It's because you are happy and you're adding to the happiness. That's different. That's when it lasts. When you're like relying on somebody to be there to give you that energy, you're an energy vampire. You're just taking away from that person, you know, and it doesn't allow that person to grow. And then, you know, the relationship becomes extremely toxic and really quick. And then you're kind of like wondering, like, what the hell just happened? You know, how did we just crash and burn so quickly? The reason is because you came into it really bad, you know, and that person has the same thing. So two negatives attract each other in this case, which is kind of odd, but it does. So you're looking for that, you know, that fix, that quick fix. And who doesn't want to be fixed quickly? But you are. And then once you get that quick fix, you know, that's all it is. It's a Band-Aid in this puddle of like, that it's not the same thing. All right. So that's kind of what I'm trying to express in this, like, karmic energy kind of like thing that's going on, is that finding that balance and attunement. That how do you get there? And I'm going to explain to you how to do that, how people do it, how other folks get to it, and how to get stronger. That's what, see how it says stronger, as if I was in someone else will be stronger. But I'm in New England, so it's stronger. All right, folks, we are going to take a quick break. Like I said, it's all about love, man. It's all about love today. You know, I love it. I love love. Love is mad important. You know, without it, man, I mean, I don't even know what I'll do. You know, it's Monday again. I love Mondays. We're all about Mondays. So I'm going to be playing some sweet, loving tunes about love. You know, about lost love, about regained love, about real love. So let's get loving, my peeps. hope you're sick of my love. Because I'm not. I'm with it. All right, folks. Yeah, let's. Why don't you talk to me? You know what I mean? Through this song. All right, my peeps. Chill out. Hang out. And listen to some tunes. Enjoy it.
I know you're somewhere out there, somewhere far away. I want you back, I want you back. My neighbors think I'm crazy, but they don't understand. You're all I had, you're all I had. At night with the stars, talking to the moon, trying to get to you.
I'm gonna make it.
Marlon. Oh, yes, we are live. Paranormal ride, riding around, getting this paranormal on, man. I'm telling you, this is all about love today. It is February already, the 12th, 2018. The show is about karmic energy and what that means. If you all want to call in, feel free. I'm here. Let me know. You can just listen to the show, and you don't actually have to come on the air. It's okay. If you're shy, all good. 646-564-9613. Or you can go to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm everywhere. Paranormal Ride, ParanormalRide.com. Listen to all the shows. I'm live every Monday, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I know that my West Coast people, they're probably eating dinner. Enjoy, eat, yum. All right, folks. So, the last song I just played was Talking to the Moon by my homie Bruno Mars. Incredible artist, amazing. I mean, I'm always talking to the moon every day. That's how I do, because, I need that energy, that awesome, positive, powerful energy. It's La Luna, La Lua, we are here, basking in its light. All right, so it's very interesting. When I approached this topic and I was trying to figure it out more and how it is, I mean, karmic energy, it's interesting. So how do you know you're in this, in this real deep love, loving relationship versus our karmic kind of relationship where, things are happening different. So, I mean, a lot of people say it's very easy to be able to break it down, the difference. And I think, and I agree, I think love is something that is, it's between people, that share this peacefulness, this, experience of mutual respect and joy. And, giving each other a good space to grow and to blossom and to develop. So it's almost like, it's funny, the best way I've described it is like, it doesn't really change who you are, but in the same way it transforms you, which is kind of like, that's the weird thing about good, the right kind of love, is that it almost doesn't, that person doesn't need to be there, because it's, they are part of you and you're part of them. So this is the part of it that I always tell my peeps, and I say, listen, if you are in that type of relationship where you are constantly, leaning on somebody saying, I need this person here to feel normal or to confirm my love and my goodness, then you're done. It's over. You can't even, there's no coming back from that, because that's what you have put that person to be. And you can start changing it, but by that point, it's already too diluted and it's too much, So the other half of that karmic relationship you're in, so yeah, it could feel intense, feel like you've known that person forever and then they're there and, it's like, the sex is awesome and all that good stuff. And, the everything else is just kicking ass, And, you feel like, yes, this is the person. And yes, you might have met 1,000 times over and over and over, but there is a reason they're coming to you over and over, at the point of life that you're at. So you start feeling like this is really, this love is controlling or mistreats you, lies in some form, or refuses to believe you deliberately, tries to hurt you, like all these things that are signs of a karmic relationship. Like I said, you could, you can be as connected and as loving to each other as possible, but then in the other half, it flips really as quickly as that love is, into like really bad fights and unforgiving things are said to each other that there's no way back, and it's like an intense feeling, that you have for that person. Also a very, it's the worst feeling as well, So the reason this person comes back to you is because you have built up this really bad energy, this karmic energy. So either the coming back to you in spirit form or actual physical form, that it keeps on beating you up in a way that doesn't allow you to grow. So I always tell people to be careful with that, because, you know, I've heard endless stories, you know, people like, yeah, I found the one, you know, and I get it and I feel it, you know. And if it's giving you those warning signs that I just gave you, you know, that's a karmic relationship. And I'm sorry to say that that's a very common thing. It's very common. We get, you know, swept up by that kind of like energy. You know, it's very tempting. You know, the ones that are very odd are the ones that are almost in the background, that you just don't really like. It doesn't shine in a way that, you know, you don't even have to work for it. That's the thing. Like, it comes on and off immediately. You don't have to even try. And there doesn't even need to be a physical attraction to the person. You know, it's like you're there. I know you already. And there's like such less discovery that needs to be done versus the other person who's trying to struggle to feed off your energy to be able to feel good, you know. And that's, you know, you got to be really careful with that, you know. And I think, like I said, you know, it causes a lot of dysfunction. And I think that's the part that I am mostly concerned of when it comes to romantic relationships, that the what happens to the person when they're done with it, and how that's felt. I find it interesting too, because there's a lot of conversation about soul groups and how to do it. You know, this is the one that before you actually cross the plane into this our reality, that you actually make an agreement and say, all right, listen, we're gonna go to the ringer. You know, this is it. Like, I'm going to suffer because of you, but that's okay, because I need to, because I will learn X, Y, and Z. You know, and I think that's the purpose of this, like, karmic kind of energy thing that happens. But I'm worried, because I feel like there's a lot of it going on, a lot, that because we're trying to hold on and trying to figure things out. You know, that we constantly are making this really intense, awful decision that gets us where we are now. I hate that. I hate to say it that way, because I see it too much. I want it to be awesome, you know, for people. And sometimes it just can't be because of that, you know, negative energy. So that's what I want you to look at when you're looking at what's your relationship like. Is it more of a love versus karma kind of thing I make? So, you know, the thing that I feel is important, that once you realize you're in free from that relationship, how do you move on? You know, because you have a feeling, and you know, it's like a haunting gut feeling, you know, a sense of like loss and stuff like that, you know. Versus, you know, when you're in a good one where you feel like you're at home, you feel, you know, super comfortable, a little too comfortable sometimes I've noticed. You know, you might recognize, you know, the face, the voice, and everything else that goes with it that kind of just gets you into that positive zone, you know, and that great feeling, you know, you feel connected really quickly, you know. In profound ways, not just like the things that are on the surface, right? So, you know, those are also warning, you know, and this is the trick right here, folks. That is also a karmic relationship. That's how they actually get triggered along. So this is where you have to find the balance. Is it love or is it karmic? I'll let you think about that really, really quickly, because, you know, it lasts several months of this, like, you know, euphoric kind of sensation. And then as time goes on, you're like, wait a second, like, dude, like, this is not what I thought it was. And, you know, and that's normal, you know, but I think you, my suggestion to you is the number one indicator of this, before you even get this far, is how are you and where are you at, realistic and truthfully? Like, if you can look at yourself honestly and say, I am in a good place right now, then that's going to guide you into a good relationship versus it being like, I'm depressed, I'm mad, I'm unstable, I need to get high to normalize myself, or drunk, whatever it is. You need these things to get you normalized. That's your karmic energy kicking in high gear and then putting you in really bad positions in life. You know what I'm saying? Where you make really rash, quick decisions, or you make a whole bunch of mistakes that have ramifications that are lifelong. It's not just like next week or next month. It's, you know, whatever. No. Once you make these intense karmic decisions in the relationship with somebody else, these are permanent things that you create and affect. You know, you can run away from them all you want, but it's real. It's really intense. So I always tell people to be very, very careful with that and to be aware. I mean, who knows? Like, these things, there's no guide, there's no book that, you know, when you know how to fall in love, you know, and there's a book you read, and you kind of like, yes, I am very angry at myself, you know. So that means that's what I'm going to pull or attract somebody equally with energy. That's what happens a lot of times. It's kind of like it, because you want to see the good side. Like, oh, yeah, that feels good. But you all are matching energy, and if your energy is bad, that person has the same one, and then you're going to be like, yo, what just happened? That dude just blew up on me. You know what I'm saying? So then boom, that's where you get stuck. And you're stuck for a while because you might get pregnant or you might have a child or whatever it is between the people. You're mended and you're stuck. And to be honest, you might think it's a way out. There's a way out. But in reality, it's pretty permanent. Sorry. If that sounds tough. I mean, nobody wants to believe in permanence, right? Like that things are the way they are forever. You know, I think, you know, that's hard for people to swallow, but a lot of things are. Not everything, but a lot of things. But when it comes to, like, people, relationships, children, families, that's all permanent. There's no real escape from it because, you know, we're dealing with real feelings, real people, real connections, you know, real people who invested their time and energy and created an imprint in you. And then when you create this toxic environment where you're treating them, you know, in a way that is abusive, then it just builds more and more. Going to the dark side, yo. You know, I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I go into that analogy really quick. Really fast. I just jump into that, like, all right, everything's Star Wars. You know, but no, seriously, you know, that's one thing I want people to think about, you know. There's a lot of patterns to put together, but I think what people can do to avoid this, you know, it's like you can trigger a change, you know, in anything that happens in your life. I think that's the saving part of it. Even though you've gone down that road, you know, and it's done and it's like it's already happened, you know, you can't erase a child. You can't erase a memory. You know, like, these things are permanently in you. So the thing that makes it better is that it always starts from within yourself and how you treat others, no matter what happens and how it happens. You know, so understand that, you know, it's part of forgiveness. There's some things that are hard to people to forgive. Like, I mean, just to name a few is like, I mean, obviously, murder of somebody. The other one is some form of, like, adultery, and that gets people really riled up. Those are hard to become, you know, come back from and stuff like that. Even though you try, it's still always hard. Because a lot of mental and social things that happen in that type of relationship. So the best way to combat all this is that you start from within yourself. That might involve meditation. It might involve community help, family help. There's a whole bunch of different ways that you can fight this type of, karmic energy. So I hope this makes sense, because I'm kind of going fast. I don't want to, but I mean, sometimes, you know, your boy gotta go fast. You know that's how I do it. It's okay, but I don't know. I kind of put it out there for people to kind of like ponder, because I'm only delivering information. I feel it's way too much information and complexity for me to be able to touch the surface like of this whole entire stuff, you know. So there you go. So all right, let's say you're in that point of breaking up this karmic energy. You're like, all right, listen, man, you just put me to the ringer, yo. Like, this was hard. And so how do you move on? Like, how do you say, no, I'm done, I'm out, I'm outie, you know? So I think, you know, the number one thing is that you really got to think practically about all of this, you know, because breaking up is that means that you're affecting somebody else's life. There's consequences for it. So there's some empathy involved in this. There's an understanding that must happen in order for it to be normal, so that person can move on. I've heard mad stories of people just like, I'm out of here, and then they never come back. Leave the person pregnant, or they leave with their, you know, a different life outside what they, you know, it's that there's people involved somehow, you know, and also understand how is that person taking it? Like, that's the empathy part, you know? Does it make sense to continue a friendship or a connection after the intensity of it? It's things to consider, things to think about all the time. Although, you know, every breakup is very unique and different. I've heard of relationships breaking up for years, not just like we're done over there, like years. It takes time for them to be able to break up, meaning that they don't want to see the partner. They don't want to talk to them because they're still in the grieving process, but they don't feel safe. They don't feel happy. They still feel hurt. And some people try to force the matter, and they're like, no, you're going to talk to me. You're going to, you know, like, it doesn't allow them to grieve at their own pace, you know? So what happens when you have ex other stuff, and, you know, you have them at their house, and you have a whole bunch of stuff? I heard stories, people just pack up and leave everything behind, and the person comes home, like, oh, my God, they abandoned me. Like, I've heard that kind of craziness. Also heard the opposite, where, you know, the guy does whatever he does, and then he asks that person, all right, you got to go, like, out, be out. That's also painful as well. I mean, these are human emotions. No matter how cold somebody wants to seem, be like, listen, I could take that. No, you cannot. There's a reason you cannot, because you've gone that far. So, you know, if you decide, like, listen, I'm breaking up, and you decide that, make that commitment to stick to it. You know, you don't want to keep on leading that person on, and continue to drag your feet. Let's say you had a terrible fight with that person, and you need to cool down. That's also awesome to do, even though there's no relationship, but you can still continue it and talk and do whatever you do. To be able to get up, it takes somebody some time to be able to unclog that anger, you know. One thing you should never do, never, 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 is punish the other person. You know, you can't punish that person ever. And that means that that's a whole, like, personal property, you know. Whatever it is that they might have done, they might have, you know, cheated on you, lied to you, done selfish things to you, you know, blew up your car. like anything, like all these things could have happened that they were just like super terrible and you just, you know, you can't do it, you know. And, you know, that's the thing. You cannot punish that other person because you're creating, that's when I was telling y'all, you're creating that really bad energy, that karmic energy that it's boiling up. It's like, think of it as a glass of water. As that water fills up with the negativity, it's going to at one point flow out. And once it flows out, it's like that's when it gets dangerous. That's when everything gets messy and then confusing and all that good stuff. So I mean, I think just, you know, before you get to that point, you really got to think deep and hard, you know. So the main thing is, like, don't punish, insult your ex no matter what. It doesn't benefit you. It doesn't even get you anywhere. It doesn't inspire them to be like, you know something, I'm going to be a good guy now. No. That is your number one mistake. If you think your whatever it is that you think you're doing is going to encourage them or inspire them to change, that is false. It's crazy. You don't do it. It's not going to work. So I see a lot of people trying to be like, I'm going to take pictures of myself doing this, so I can make that person jealous and then make the other person jealous. Like, it's like you're juggling 1,000 things and then you have nothing that and what you've been having for the last couple of months doesn't go higher than that. Right. So this is a tough one, but it happens to everybody. Don't even think about getting back together for a while. Maybe a month or several weeks. Some people say a couple of weeks. I just say a month. Because there's a reason why it didn't work out, you know? You know, there's a reason why you shouldn't be together, you know? Sometimes it's not as clear cut as I'm just leaving. This could be a long-term relationship where you have a home and children, a pet. I don't know what you have. You know, that keeps that bond, and then if that person abandons that, then you're just left with some even worse energy. It's terrible energy. Anyway, so this is the thing. I always tell people, don't do it. Wait a while, and then come back to it and be like, you know, you've gone through it, and you're like, what are we doing here? How do we move forward? Okay, listen, didn't work out. No, I'm good. And if it did, and you just can't seem to find a way to separate that it keeps on coming back, then it's something for you to look at big time, you know? Like I said, it's not a good idea for you to try to see that person after a breakup. You know, there's a reason for it, the breakup, of course. The other thing is, don't try to justify the breakup either. You know, saying, you know, we broke up because, you know, that person never gave me attention. You know, that is so, you know, it's not productive. You don't get anywhere that way where you're trying to place that blame game and that, oh, that person broke up with me because they suck. They treated me like this and then they did that to me. And it's like what you're doing is you're grabbing your bad energy and you're spreading it out even more. You're like, grabbing it and like, here, have some of my bad energy because, you know, this person sucks. So help me make that person's life suck even more. Like, that's what you're doing. That's what ends up happening. And it always comes out and falls apart, you know, in a very tragic way. I've seen it like so many times, like, oh my gosh, did that person just take a nosedive into reality? It's happened. I've seen it, man. I've seen it. All right. We're going to take a break. We are approaching the top of the hour. Man, this show is fine, yo. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. You know, people got their flu shot. It's off subject. I've been like flies around the England area, so I'm gonna make it be like, dude, you gotta keep healthy. Anyways, we'll be back again. Karmic energy. Listen to some tunes. All right. Thank you.
a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throat and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Maybe there is a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who I drew, yeah. It's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a call and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's your boy Marlon O. Welcome back to Paranormal Ride. It's your host doing what I do, doing the most. 646-564-9613. Feel free to call in, chat with me, let me know what's going on in your paranormal world. About love today. I just heard my favorite artist just singing the song Hallelujah. Dope song. Love it. Jeff Buckley. He passed away, but keep his memory alive through this song, through the music. Of course, not the original. It's a remake. But I really like his version a lot. Had a lot of soul, had a lot of energy. So we're about. So, top of the hour. Again, ParanormalRide.com. Check out our shows. Talk to us. So I was talking about, how to connect from a really karmic energy that's kind of like going nowhere, and you're like, I'm done, like it doesn't make any sense anymore. So last thing I talked about is you know don't punish your ex-partner. Don't think about kind of getting back to them, getting back with them for a while, kind of figure things out. And then don't try to just justify the breakup and be like, he sucked. That just makes no sense. Like, there's reasons, And don't worry about mutual friends. I think that's one of the things that people say, I can't break up with them because he knows Billy Bob and Jane and all that stuff. You know, we're all in the same circles. Nah, man. That don't work that way. You just gotta cut it. that's how it is, Don't call or text them just to check up on them. Are you okay? Like, no, don't do that. It doesn't really allow for that breakup to really happen, maybe things are unresolved and then, there needs to be a way to be like, all right, this is what happened. This is why it happened. Because maybe the breakup was too much. Maybe it was just like nuts. And then, you were judo chopping the air and, don't be judo chopping people, but judo chopping the air, and you're like, nah, I'm out of here, and then, boom, done, with no real resolution, or maybe the person was super dismissive and be like, oh, I really, want to make out with you, and I've made out with you, kissed you, but I'm doing this now. That's so abusive. I'm trying to find the ad. I'm like, damn, it's abusive. No. Karmic energy is in full effect. Like, it's like, you have a trumpet blowing, but like, karmic energy. No, man. No. You on it hard. So, there you go. Be aware. All right, so those are just some tips just to get you to think about. Now, what is when its energy is positive, it's loving, it's great? How do you build it? How do you get there? How do you find, in quotes, true love? You know what I'm saying? Like, how is it that granted? It's so simple, my peeps. I'm writing the books. This is it. This is the billion-dollar question, and the answer. It starts with yourself. Surprise! Surprise, snitches. All right, it starts number one with yourself. There's absolutely no way, no matter how great that person is, if you're rotten and you're like sad and you just can't take it and you do like, I'm going to drink my way to happen, like, dude, I'm going to sleep with every single thing that I can walk, like, to find, until I find, no, it's never going to get you that happy. You are never going to be stable, because when that stable person does enter your life, that gives you that energy, that positive energy, no matter how great it is, it's never going to manifest, because you are so closed off by it, you know. And then you blame, like, oh, I can't commit, or you blame other things. Oh, I can't, like, I don't know how to be faithful. Like I'm, you know, I suck. Like, you just create all this, you know, terrible bad energy, and then that's the karmic energy in full effect once again. You know, I'm telling you, it's like, it's this clear path, but when you're living it, when you're in the minutia, when you're in like the marathon run of it all, you don't really recognize that you're doing. And then when it does, you get, if you're good, if you're good, you get this empathy that kind of comes out of you, and like, I did wrong, I did bad, and then you're submitting it. And that's kind of releasing that energy. That's doing a good job of replenishing positive energy. But the thing is that the other side is unresolved. The other person you affected is unresolved. So it takes a lot more healing, a lot more work, you know. But I mean, by that time, you already have sunk in the ship, and you put, you know, you patched it up with tears. How is that going to make the boat float, you might say, right? But that's, you know, you patch it up in such a poor way. Because again, you know, you're this whole representation of who you are, the vessel, the person, is the same as a ship. You know, rough waters, holes, and, you know, bad commands, different directions. Like, these are the things that make you who you are, and it's like, and it stands out. It's obvious, you know. But anyway, so anyways, like I was saying, so once you know you're in that presence of that good person that gets you there, you feel 1,000% at home. You feel normal. You feel comfortable. There's no worry. Even if there's really bad things going on, you really never really feel worried. You're like, no, that's going to happen. It's going to be taken care of. That person got my back. That's going to get me there. You know, you get that. You start feeling that sense of calm, you know, versus it being like, I need to juggle two people. So in case that person fails, I have this backup. It's insane. It's so bad. It's so poisonous that no wonder a lot of, you know, these things fail, relationships or whatever it is, because you have that mindset, you know. So I love the whole entire thing about meditation. I think it's super important that people get into that mode, because meditation is going to help you breathe in, bring in the energy. We're organisms. We're creatures that process things through our brain, and we need a certain way to detoxify ourselves, and that's through exercise and yelling and getting you amped to perform, if that makes any sense. Anyway, so there you go, man. You know, that's the show about, you know, like, karmic energy. It's like there's a balance of things that I see every day and every, you know, kind of thing that happens in our world. You know, it's like I for one wish that it wasn't there, so we can, you know, move along through space and time very quickly. But, you know, it just is. So it's a good or bad thing, you know. I don't really know. You know, in full detail that I can tell you, but like, yep, this is Formula One. It's grade A. I will be rich if I can do that. But seriously, so I think we just start off with the simple things, ourselves, inside ourselves, how we do it, how we get it done, how do we take action. That's really important. I don't want to say sound cliche-ish, like, you know, it all starts from within. But it's true. I've witnessed that type of energy that's giving people that extra shine or that extra mile to get them where they need to get. So I'm happy to say, you know, we're all on the same boat, you know. There you go. So there you go, karmic energy. So, oh, another thing too. Make sure you check out Reiki stuff. Reiki, I think, does a good job of getting people ready for that kind of like release of energy. So if you know some Reiki practitioners around your area, check out, make sure that, you know, they know that they're chiseled And if you do, you know, just jump on and see what it do. You kind of go to this state of like, I don't know. Like when I first, I was like, dude, are they dead? And they're like, no. Are they drugged then? No, not even. And then I was like, well, that's weird because they look dead. So I say, you know, anyway, so, you know, like I said, like, you know, you gotta start thinking about how you approach people, when you're going to approach people, and at what level. Mad important, you know. Everything you do has a repercussion, like it or not. Ignoring somebody has a repercussion. Loving somebody in a certain way has, everything has an end to it. It just, that's how it is. So there you go. I hope that was helpful because it was for me. one last advice. About the breakup part, I talked about kind of like what to expect when you're kind of like in the good zone. The number one thing that you got to understand, number one, don't immediately start a long-term relationship when you're fresh out of one that's been around for a couple of years or a couple of months. You know, it's a formula for disaster. I wish I could be really up about that. You know what I'm saying? Because some people just have this thing, I can't be alone, kind of like attitude, you know? And it's so poisonous, it's so bad that when they get caught on it, it's too late. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm like in the same, you know, ride, the same, you know, craziness that got me where I am now. And that's the downside of it, that, you know, you kind of get tricked by your senses to think that, you know, whatever it is that you're kind of like trying to project is the same. It just isn't. So, sorry to say that. It's such a like very unhappy way. I can't even make it into a happy thing, I guess. Right. All right. Cool. So like I said, you know, karmic energy. Talk to your Reiki specialist, practitioner. They're all over the place. They know what they're doing. There's a lot of rocks involved. One of my favorite things is quartz source energy. That's what, you know, I love that. So, you know, I've seen a lot of them use that type of stone minerals, or I think this is what they call minerals, to capture or bring energy to a certain area. So if you see it, get it. I love it. So yeah, going back to how beginning, you know, this is the beginning of the week. I'm bringing the show back, I guess, you know, to the beginning of the show. It's like, you know, you have to set that that energy button to on and make sure that when you're doing whatever is coming this week, it's Monday, it's past already. It was just starting for you if you're in the West Coast. And it's ending, I mean, midway. But it's yours to own. It's yours to accept and yours to move on to. So make sure that, you know, you start this week really well with these goals. They're setting up, I'm going to succeed in this way. And then you keep on doing it until you succeed. And, you know, it's all possible. You know, if you don't believe it, it's not going to happen. You know, I've had some really cool stuff happen this month where I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if I'm going to make this and that. And then it just manifests itself because I visualize it. I'm like, dude, this needs to happen this way. And then, boom, it happens. But again, it's not going to happen if you're not open to it, if you're not in the right place, right time to do it. So there you go. You know. All right. Let me wrap up a little bit about the whole entire karmic energy kind of thing, because to some people, I might have gone super fast. You know, I tend to get intense about this because I it's something that affects our everyday life, and I think everybody's affected. But you know, I have this. No way, I haven't. You know, I'm not who I am, you know, because of this experience that I've had. I've been very lucky to, you know, met some amazing people that have given me some positive stuff, and some, I've met some terrible people who has taken a lot away. And I'm thankful for them, because if it wasn't for that type of experience, I think I'd be very naive, and I think I would be with worst people, and then these people just like really helped me kind of like, I don't know, get it together, get it right, you know, kind of thing. So I'm thankful for that as well, you know. So don't feel like you're alone either. You're not. There's always somebody there who wants to connect in some way. You know, so yeah, and like, you know, Valentine's is here. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. You know, keep it positive. It's not about the gifts. It's not about like Christmas, I would say. Flowers are nice though. You can give that person or get it should be higher than that, because all these things fade, the material, the flowers, the rings, or whatever, you jewelry, it's all gone. Like, you know, it doesn't matter. You can lose it, and it doesn't replace what you felt and what you are. It's just, you know, if you're a hoarder, then I get it. It's terrifying to lose anything, but that's not why these things are there, right? The flowers, the chocolates, they're just a symbol. It's really the person's interaction with you that creates that bond, you know. So like it or not, and I like it. I like that bond that you can get from that kind of positive energy. You know what I'm saying? So keep it positive. You know, keep it real. I try to all the time. It's never that easy, but you know, people, you know, mommy, why are you so positive? I'm like, dude, I just had to like judo chop my life to get this positive. But you know, again, I'm not trying to sound like bad or like things are, you know, things are always bad. I would say, and I think everybody can be like, oh yeah, things are always bad, no doubt. I think things can always be bad if you just give up. I think, unfortunately, I'll give up way before they should. And I think, you know, things happen for a reason. So don't give up, even if it feels like you need to. Even if you got to take a little breather and just sit down and be like, yo, this sucks. It's okay to take that breather. Don't give yourself that permission, you know, to do that. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I had fun. A little bit about love, the topic about love, all about love, come about it, you know. So I'm glad you guys had a chance to listen to me. So thanks for joining in. And, you know, I definitely want to give shout outs to mad people on all over the world that listen in, and I appreciate you so much for giving me that chance to have a show with you all. So obrigado, or I would say obrigado if I was in Brazil. Because if you say the O part, people be like, what? Hey, you ain't from around here. So muchísimas gracias para todos que están oyendo el programa. Aprecio mucho y gracias por oír el programa, you know. I appreciate that. So again, I just said that in Spanish, just, you know, good looks to everybody. So, you know, so thanks. All right, so let me give the shout-outs out, because I know I tend to mess this part of the show up. I'm always like, all right, I got to go. And then people are like, yo, you never give me a shout-out, bro. I'm like, damn. I mean, like, straight up, you right. I did wrong. I tend to do that too much, so I'm gonna try to wrong a right. That's just the right thing to do. All right, so let me bust out the data, the info. So all right, so people from around the world, good looks to my Canadian my peeps, my folks in Australia, good day, Indonesia, Nigeria, France, bonjour. And then United Kingdom as well, Romania. Hey, what up, Romania? Russia, and I got Sweden and Norway as well. So that is international, yo. It'd be everywhere. You know, good looking now. So now in the U.S. of A, what up? So you know, you got my Mass people. Thank you, Massachusetts, for being out there and being proud and loud, man. I see you. Virginia, my Virginians, what up? What's popping with y'all? My Floridians, what up? My Cali people in Nova York. Nova Yorkie. What up, my people from New York? What's popping? Thank you for tuning in. And that's just to name a few from all across the U.S. It's, yeah, I see everybody popping in there. You guys are repping hard, you know. Texas, you know, Louisiana, you got Alabama. I love Alabama, by the way. I was just there. Georgia, Tennessee. Yes, Tennessee is the lick. I love it. Kentucky, my Midwest people, man. Illinois, Chi-Town, Miss Chi-Town. Chi-Town is dope. Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, Nebraska. What's in Nebraska? My people, that's who. Idaho, what up? Oregon. Oh, Oregon, what's popping? And Arizona. I love Arizona too. Yeah, I've been very lucky to travel all across the U.S., so I know all these states, and I guess they follow me back. So good looking out, my people. And okay, so let me just go into my other community. So I'm sorry if I'm kind of like making you guys go to this, but I gotta give shout outs. If I don't, I feel like I'm neglecting my peeps, and I can't do that. All right, so if you're if you're listening, give yourself a pat on the back. You're making my show possible. Good looking out. So like I said, you know, we have people from all across the U.S. And let me just give you people from, you know, did I mention Brazil? I think I did. So they're looking at Brazil, Deutschland, always Venezuela, Malaysia, Singapore as well. All these countries that are tuning in, that are connecting. I see you all. Man, there's all these languages that are popping up, you know. Definitely, you know, some Portuguese to Brazil, and I do more of the Portugal Portuguese with, you know, so sometimes it slips out, you know, because the Brazilian Portuguese, you know, you're Portuguese, or you know, or you use a Portuguese, and if you're from Portugal, it kind of comes out. I try not to do it, yeah, but it does. España, ¿cómo están todos allá? But like my Spanish is not like the Spaniard Spanish, Castellano version. It's more Central American. So Espanol, you know, de España. Como está todo con mi corazón. En todo tu cosa, sí. Anyway, so getting back to my peeps in the U.S. of A, you know, all over the U.S., you know, Rhode Island. I see you all over the place. Anyways, so I can go on. There's so many to thank. Good looking out. Love you all. I will see you next week. We have a good show going on. You know, it was all about love today. You know, I feel the love. I feel the energy. It's positive. I love it. But next week is going to be a little more intense because that's how I do it. I give you something soft and sweet and gentle. But nah, I'm going to hit you hard again. It's going to be all about time travel. That's the plan. I love time travel, man. I keep on hearing some dope things about it and terrifying things. I'm like, dude, don't time travel, man. That's going to jack up the universe. And guess what? It has. I think it has. I've seen some evidence that show us that there's a lot of craziness going on in time travel, and there's a guy who's been time traveling for a while, and we'll talk about him. All right, y'all. Hope you had fun. Much love. Peace out. See you next week. This is your host, Marlon L. ParanormalRide.com.